Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Liam Makelam, KCBS Foodie Champ at Zazu Kitchen and Farm. With me, chefs Dusky Estes, John Stewart, owners, partners in business, partners in life. And I'm just thrilled to be with you both. How are you?
We're thrilled to be with you.
Oh, stop it. John?
Yeah, we're great.
We've had so much fun already.
Yes, we have.
And it's just begun.
Just begun. We're here to talk about a couple of things, a little bit about your journey together, but also this coming Sunday is the Turkey Heritage Sunday Supper. It's a right royal culinary treat, lots of great chefs, great wine, conviviality, hospitality, and a lot of good wine, as you can tell. I've had a little bit this afternoon. We'll get to the event in just a moment. But first, I've got to ask you about your union together. Where did you guys meet?
We met in Seattle working for Tom Douglas. John was a crab cake guy, and I was the sous chef.
So it was love on the line, was it?
I was like the lowest man on the totem pole, and I could cook a crab cake.
And he was hot.
There you go. Lowest guy on the totem pole, but he was hot.
I'm just going to take off now. It's cool. Thanks. It was really nice meeting you.
And good night. End scene. Tell me about his crab cakes.
You know, they were always perfectly browned. Everybody else would send this crab cake that had an eye of uncooked breadcrumbs in the middle because they forgot to press it down in the pan. And I would be so annoyed. I'd send them back. Like, I can't send this out into the dining room. Like, who do you think you are? But then this guy, crab cake guy.
Crab cake. What's up, crab cake guy?
Would send a perfectly browned crab cake. And the funny thing is, neither of us really eat much seafood because we don't raise seafood.
Yeah. You raise other things. We're going to talk about that. But your love union would eventually produce not just an amazing restaurant, 17 years, two beautiful children. The first child you had, barely out of diapers, and you made another big decision at that point in life to come west.
Yeah, she was still in diapers. She was 3 months old when we opened the restaurant.
Not now, though.
Oh, no, now she's 17 and applying to college. Get her in. Every nursing school wants her. You want her to swim on your team.
Wow. There we go. Foodie Champ, no, this does not get edited. This is the thing, it's a podcast. Everything's in it. It's all in.
Nobody has any idea.
John, it's okay. It's okay. Nobody can understand what I'm saying anyway. So, John, you're the only man of reason here. So, tell me, coming west, child, your love, what was that part of that journey about for you, coming here, coming to this part of the country?
I mean, it was just crazy, but it was fun, you know? I mean, Dusky grew up in San Francisco, and we were up in Seattle, and I grew up in New York, so we were in Seattle at the time working, but we got married down here, and we just kind of saw everything that was down here. Her mother had just bought a house.
So you came south, not west. Sorry, I was never good at geography. Yeah, I love that you didn't even correct me.
You missed that day at school.
So you came west, you're like, okay, crazy man,
sure. Whatever you want, man, we're all good. We'll just roll with it, you know? But yeah, Sonoma County's so awesome. You know, there's so much agriculture here that's still here, in addition to grapes. And we just really like working with those things and just being close to it, as close as possible.
So when you imagined your restaurant, your business together, what were you imagining? What were you hoping it would be and expecting it would be?
I mean, I think in the beginning, we just wanted to have a restaurant that didn't fail. You know,
like, let's drink to that. 17 years on. Wow.
We did not have, you know, like, I don't know that we had, you know, it was this evolution down the rabbit hole of where we are now.
No pun intended, rabbit.
Which led us to this dish.
Exactly, you know. It's a burrow, I guess. But, yeah, you know, we just got here and we were chefs that came out of a city and we're used to just ordering parts and things like that. Tom Douglas did have some connections with farmers, but not nearly on the scale that we have.
Sure.
But then, you know, guys would show up and they'd be like, I'll sell you this whole pig. And I would say, I don't really want a whole pig. I'll take the shoulders or the chops. And they were like, no, I got a whole pig. And I was like, okay, well, I'll take the whole pig and I'll try to figure out how to cut it up, you know, and just sort of slowly we worked our way into where we are now.
What has surprised you about the farming part of this journey?
Well, I have to tell you, it's farmers are in crisis, so I now have become an advocate to save them.
Well done, you. Let's drink to that.
Cheers. We need...
You guys going to make it to the end of this?
I don't know, John. Stay close. Stay close. Stay close.
For me, the most exciting part of being a chef is having a face to every ingredient on my menu. So I love telling the family stories of the farmers behind every ingredient. And it's really a hard road to travel right now. They have a lot of processing issues. Land prices are expensive.
And you've been to Sacramento. I mean, you've been there, you've testified.
Yeah.
And you've been there fighting the fight for the farmers, which is commendable. Thank you for that. Is this a fight that you're going to win?
I'm certainly, before I'm done, we're going to win this thing, puppy. Oh,
good. Those are fighting words. It's a good thing we have a three-time world champion boxer in the wings here who just happens to be on the shoot.
I'm recruiting her.
Yeah, and
she's
a hurricane.
She's coming in with
Coulotin.
Me.
She knows all about fighting.
She's going to go testify in front of the state assembly and tell them where it's at.
Sure. That's right. Let's get back to the rabbit and the rabbit hole. The rabbit produces rabbit, which led to the sausage, which led to you having two children, but that's a whole other story. Let's talk about this great dish, John. It's bangers and mash. Thank you so much for preparing one of the things I love more than anything else on the planet, an Irish Englishman, on my table, often, bangers and mash. Tell me about your twist on it.
So we've got pretty straightforward, you know, mashed potatoes down there, but we've used a boudin blanc, so a white sausage that we've made with rabbit, not pork. There's some caramelized fennel under there. There's some grapes that we grew just because, you know, we have to have grapes or something on the plate that we grew. And it's just awesome. Yeah. It's a delicious dish.
I'm dying to stick my fork in. May I be naughty?
Please.
Will you eat with me, please? I cannot eat or drink alone. So, folks, let me tell you, I'm really here to, of course, hear about the story of Dusky and John, but also Heritage Turkey Sunday Supper this coming Sunday. It is an extraordinary event, as I mentioned, with great food, great wine. John, what do you love most about the event? You've been a part of it for many years.
I just like the connection with local agriculture and these families that have been here forever. Obviously, as an outsider, you know, I didn't grow up here. But there's many people who, you know, these kids need to see a way forward with agriculture without leaving it, which is the easy way.
Yeah.
Like Dusky was saying, it's not the simplest of lives to choose to be a farmer or a rancher or grow whatever it might be. It's just working on a real grassroots level with a small number of people to try to show them how to make money, you know, in this case, selling turkeys.
Sure. And, of course, you know, Heritage Sunday Supper, no turkey is served, but people will get to bid. I'll be there on the night. I'll be the auctioneer doing the whole 24th, the rabbit's bid, sold. Lot of fun. Julie Atwood, great host when it comes to hospitality and conviviality. Julie is it, is she not?
She's badass.
She is. Glad you said that. Let's raise a glass to Julie Atwood, shall we? She puts on great events, does a lot of work for the community. And folks, while we are here, I'm drinking to Julie. That's for you, Julie. A year ago, the event was cancelled. Joyfully, this year, 1 year on, the community, this strong, spirited community has bound together and showed a spirit that's pretty indomitable. Where is the community now, 1 year on? Where would you say you are today?
Wow, I wanna say like it's all fixed, but it's gonna be a long journey. I mean, I expect it to be about 10 years. You know, it's hard. Young people are having a hard time with the rental pricing crisis. There's a lot less houses, right, for people to live in, and it's become really, really expensive to live here. So young people are having a hard go of it, but I feel like the community came together in an amazing way. Like the people that would not stop giving and not even think, you know, like we all just put our heads down together and helped each other. And Julie, for example, Julie Atwood has spent the last year training people on how you evacuate animals, like because that was a big deal in Sonoma County with all the ranches. And so she's been involved in training a bunch of firefighters and first responders on how you can deal with animals, because she really cares about that. We spent a lot of time, you know, feeding people in the 3 weeks following the event, and the amount of people that just showed up and came together was amazing. The farmers would drop off at our restaurant, and we would cook. It was incredible.
And one year on, John, do you feel more proud to be part of this community than ever before?
Yeah, like Dusky was saying, it was awesome how everybody came together and that there wasn't any sort of, I don't know, it was very much an all for one and one for all sort of a thing. There was not lines drawn or, you know, we just called up one of the rental companies that we work with. And, you know, they donated a kitchen. They gave us, like, what, 6 stoves, yeah. You know? And
we could cook for the week. It was amazing.
And they did it within, like, 45 minutes of making that phone call.
So a lot of work to be done, a long road ahead, but I'm glad this community, Sonoma, the neighbors next door, Napa, the fighting spirit continues. I'm thrilled to be part of this event this coming Sunday. I can't wait to be there with you guys. I won't be cooking, but I'll be eating and benefiting from your cooking. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Thanks for stopping by.
And last word, Dusky, for those who've never been to Zazu Kitchen and Farm, why should they come and pay you a visit here in Sebastopol?
Know the face that feeds you. Come on, let us show you.
We're going to share the recipe too, right?
Of course.
Bangers and mash.
And it's everything.
And it's bangers made out of rabbit. Folks, more on the story of Dusky and John and Zazu Kitchen and Farm at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. Cheers, my friends.
Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.